Yeah, it's just how we played too. I think we played well, pretty well Friday night as well, and we didn't get the results. But, you know, it was really good. We haven't played, you know, four consistent quarters for a little bit, and to get that under our belt, which is, you know, perfect going into the playoffs.
It did take you while you're going to that first quarter, and you had eight offensive rebounds, 15 boards altogether. It did take you a while to get going, though. What happened after? Is there a realisation finals around the corner, or what was said and done differently?
Well, we said get the ball. Yeah. No, look, there was a couple of long rebounds. You know, I thought our defense intensity was pretty good, but obviously you can't give them a team eight offensive rebounds in a quarter. They get energy out of that. So, you know, we started well. I think we were 10 up at the first quarter. Then we made some subs, got the starters out. The bench really didn't give us a spark and got back to 1 point in the quarter. Then in the second quarter was just some great defense. And one man was down. Next guy was coming up playing defense again. I think there was two or three. I hope there was three 24-second violations on the defensive end. That's, we really pushed them out of their stuff, and we were able to maintain that pressure for the game.
Beginning of the second quarter when they hit the front, the ability of Bryce to get not just himself going on the scoreboard, but also a couple of big assists to get some of his teammates going. How important was that?
Yeah, no, Bryce has been playing great the last 3 weeks. You know, he shot, what, five or six Friday night, and the only thing wrong with that, he didn't shoot enough shots. You know, if someone's shooting 50% from the three, we want to get him into double figures attempts anyway. But, you know, we did a really good job of getting him free. I think our screening was a lot better tonight, and that that helps shooters when the ball's, and he makes good decision with the ball. They hard showed, he gets off the ball, Jesse gets open, he hits Gus on a couple. It's hard to defend those three attacks.
And Jesse showed how important he is tonight, 16 points, and a bit more work than just that as well.
Yeah, and just the aggressiveness. I think one of the first shots he had was like an NBA three. It was like, oh, bang, letting it go. And, you know, Jesse's, you know, he's done that for years for us and very, very valuable.
You said on Friday night that if you play like that every single week, you'll go really well in the playoffs.
Right.
Could have been seen as, you know, just trying to get blokes up, but you turned around and played that result tight and really strongly. When did you see it changing during the week to believe that this was going to happen?
You know, we've been working hard on the court for a little bit, but hasn't been producing when the bright lights have been on. So I could see it coming together on Friday night. And look, there was a couple of late threes that Melbourne hit, or under pressure threes that they hit, and we were heading in the right direction. So I knew after that game, I was obviously disappointed to lose, but I knew we were heading in the right direction, and you can build on that. And once we get playing team basketball and Wildcats basketball, getting after it, you know, it's fun times, and that's what happened tonight.
Could you sense the belief coming back into this team?
Yeah, and I think it started with guys committing fully at the defensive end, and then when we get out and run, you know, we enjoy ourselves. I thought, you know, you look at the scoring spread, I've only had two guys in double figures, but even though JP only went for 9 points, I think, I thought it was one of his better games, because he was all in at the defensive end. He got us going from the start, and then when he gets a steal or a rebound and gets out to the races, it's a lot of fun to be a part of. And, you know, just that buy-in by five guys to start the game defensively, it dropped off a little bit, but then in the second half we got it rolling again. That's our backbone. If we're going to go on to win a championship, it's going to be starting with great, solid defense, and JP was a huge part of that tonight. And then that belief started to generate into, you know, basically getting Bryce the ball. He got going, and when you're banking threes from the top and saying you called it, I don't know if he was lying or not, but he said he called bank, and it was one of those nights. He's a special player, and we got him the ball when he was getting going.
Having him in the form that he's in right now, heading into the playoffs, we saw what he could do last year. How important is that for everyone else?
It's, I mean, you look at it, he had 24 points tonight, and he easily could have gone for 30 plus, but he's so unselfish. I think he led the league in scoring last season, and he's the most unselfish scorer I've ever played alongside. He has no problem, you know, dropping it off if he's double team or if there's an open guy, and he's one of the few guys I've played alongside that's that good offensively that I have to say, mate, just go yourself. Normally it's the other way, where you're trying to draw him back and find the open man, but he's an unselfish scorer, and I'm biased, but I think he's one of the best, if not the best player in the league, and tonight he showed why he's so special.
You feel ready for the playoffs now? Is it really needed?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of, you don't like to compare teams season to season, but last year we had to win both games in the final round of the regular season, one at home against Sydney, one on the road against Melbourne, just to qualify for the finals. This year we're two or three weekends out from the finals, knew we'd qualified, and I think the mindset for that first weekend wasn't quite right. This weekend, knowing we're only, you know, two games away from beginning semi-finals, I thought even though we lost against Melbourne, we saw patches of what we're capable of doing, and then tonight we carried over to 35 out of 40 good minutes, which, like Trev said, it's been a while since we played good, consistent basketball for that amount of time.
Did you know that your ladder position was settled before the game, or were you ignoring what was going on throughout the game?
Yeah, I think Sean told me. Yep.
So then, was that when you were able to manage the squad a little bit throughout the game in terms of minutes and?
Had no effect, really. It was. We wanted to play getting rhythm with each other. We know that you've got to have momentum going into the playoffs and rhythm with each other. And the first squad had that, the first starters had that, and the bench came in the second quarter. So that was more my concern, to get us into rhythm more than manage minutes. And then when we got it out to 30, it was, okay, well, let's shut Damo down. And I think Damo had an outstanding game too. He's plus 30 in 17 minutes. So I'm sure you like to play a little bit more out there.
17 is good.
Yeah. Adelaide, you can obviously throw forward. It's the rivalry continues. We'll be talking it up. How do you manage your blokes over the next couple of weeks?
No, it's exciting. It's I'm just playing them a couple of weeks ago, so we're fresh. What happened here and playing them a doubleheader was great experience for us. So now we get a week off and ready to go.
The memories of the last game here, the last second, will that still be in the players' minds?
Not really. We know what happened, but the reality is 2 days later, had we carried it over to Adelaide or whatever happened, you know, they played better and got the win. So we know that there's a lot more on the line than revenge for some push and shove after a game. You live to play to win championships, so you play to win championships, and now we're in a position where we've got to play against a great Adelaide team. I think we split them during the regular season 2-2, and it's going to be a lot of fun. They like to get up and in and push the ball and make it a high-scoring game. We like to, you know, make it more of a defensive one and then get our scorers involved. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've had some great matches against them in the regular season, but semi-finals is a different basketball style of game altogether. And I'm excited, just finding out who we're playing. But, it'll be good fun.
Don't much saying he's excited, finals coming up. How much of a downer is it now to have a break off, a week off for the Boomers?
Yeah, don't know. It's a new experience, isn't it? So it's better for us because we're a little bit older. So to give the guys some rest, and that's invaluable. And you look at the AFL, have a week off, and Footscray were able to get really healthy coming into the playoffs last year, and then Richmond this year. So I think it helps the older teams. It doesn't help the younger teams that want to get out and play straight away. So, the break in November was good for us. We went on a 5-game winning streak straight away from there. So, looking forward to having a good break and preparing well for Adelaide.
How hard is it, and every team's in the same boat, how hard is it for that preparation without your full squad on board?
Yeah, well, it's some things out of our control. Obviously, we've got three guys involved. But what can you do? You can't do much. It's ideal world, no, but it is what it is. So, we'll prepare as best we can. And Gus is in outstanding form, and Jesse's in outstanding form, and they get two great games to keep him on fire, and our other guys are starting to play well. It'll work for our advantage, I think.
We're going to read a lot in the next couple of weeks that the last eight titles have been won by Perth and New Zealand, and both still in there again. But last year, you're the only one that's done it from outside of the top two in that eight years, so you're third. Does that give confidence? Is it something that you can draw on? Do you forget about it? It's a whole new year. Where does that sit?
No, I definitely draw on that experience. We've got multiple guys that have won different championships, different stages. I think Damo's won four and Angus has won one. So different stages. And we've got a couple of guys that haven't won one. So, we know what it takes to win in the finals, and how Wildcats basketball can get you a championship. And